The Lake Superior Wilderness Conference will be held in Duluth September 5th and 6th. Joining us now by phone from the host organization is Mark Peterson. He's the Executive Director of the Sigurd Olsen Environmental Institute. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you. Beautiful morning out there.
Now, briefly remind us what the Sigurd Olsen Environmental Institute is.
Yes, we're a division of Northland College in Ashland, Wisconsin, and our goal is to provide civic engagement and environmental education on the environmental issues facing the Lake Superior region.
Why host a wilderness conference?
It turns out that on September 3rd, 1964, President LBJ signed for the first time in the history of the world, an act that would specifically preserve for all time wilderness areas from human imprints. And we are recognizing that 50th anniversary of the Wilderness Act by bringing together people of all interests having to do with wildlands, if they've paddled or backpacked or just simply like the idea that wild places exist, bringing them together and celebrate the act, but also talk about some of the both opportunities for our wilderness areas around Lake Superior and also threats to the integrity of these special places.
And here in Cook County, we certainly live on the edge of one of the big wildernesses with the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness.
Yes, in fact, that's the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness is the most popular wilderness east of the Rockies and north of the Everglades. It receives more visitors than any other wilderness area in that area.
What is the National Wilderness Preservation System?
This was established by the 1964 Wilderness Act. Today, the National Wilderness Preservation System consists of almost 110 million acres of wild places in about 757 specific areas, ranging from Alaska down to Florida. Half of the wilderness system acreage is in Alaska, and another good chunk of it is in, of course, our western states, Colorado and Washington, Oregon, California, and so forth. But these are areas on federal lands that the federal government has determined have been substantially unimpacted by the human hand, and they are going to preserve them as such basically forever once they're in the system for many values of wilderness, from recreation to spiritual explorations to even fostering economic development in adjacent communities around the wilderness areas. And in the Lake Superior region in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan, around Lake Superior, we have 18 wilderness areas in this system. The largest one, of course, being the BWCAW, but also Isle Royale National Park. A good chunk of Isle Royale, I think something over almost 200,000 acres, is also in the wilderness system.
Hence a specific Lake Superior Wilderness Conference.
Correct, because the federal government is going to be having a national wilderness conference out in New Mexico in mid-October. And that'll be great, but the problem is that they really won't have time, being a national conference, to focus on some of the unique aspects of our wilderness area, some of the unique problems and opportunities that we face. So we thought it behooved us to get together people in the region who won't be going out to New Mexico to celebrate this anniversary and also, to talk about these special places we have here in our backyards.
Give us a sense of the speakers or topics.
Yeah, we start out Friday evening, September 5th, the weekend after Labor Day, with a fellow coming from Chattanooga, Tennessee, who portrays in a one-man, one-act play, Aldo Leopold. And Aldo Leopold was one of the founders of the wilderness concept and, of course, penned the Sand County Almanac, a famous conservation manifesto that talks about the land ethic and an essay he has in a Thinking Like a Mountain. And then from that, all day Saturday, then we've got a couple dozen different speakers ranging from Jamie Pinkham, who is a Nez Perce tribal member, but also is on the National Board of Directors of the Wilderness Society, talking about a Native American perspective, to people like Dave and Amy Freeman from Ely, who were the 2014 National Geographic Adventures of the Year for the 11,000-mile canoe trip they took over 3 years through the North Country. And they'll actually be leaving the conference the next day on a trip they're calling Paddle to D.C., where they're going to be delivering a petition against the proposed Twin Metals mine on the Cushy River, which is in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness Watershed. So they'll be talking about some of the threats to the area. But then also other authors, regional director for the North Country Trail, be giving a presentation. Gary and Jody McGuffin, Canadians who've written 13 books about paddling Lake Superior and the Quetico and some of our wild places. So I think there'll be something for everyone at the gathering.
And who would you like to see attend?
It's really meant for just anyone interested in wilderness, whether you recreate or just interested that we have these special places, to come and hear about what we have in our region, to hear about this special resource, to be inspired, I think, about what these places mean to us and what they give us, but also become informed, too, about some of the threats and opportunities we have for better stewardship of these areas.
Is there a deadline to register? What's the fee?
Yeah, the fee is $60. That's Friday night through all day Saturday. It includes lunch and breakouts and, of course, the speakers that we're bringing in. And then the deadline is the week before, so right before Labor Day. And you can go online to see the conference schedule and to learn more about it and to register. And that website is www.northland.edu/wilderness.
We're visiting with Mark Peterson of the Sigurd Olson Environmental Institute. The Institute is hosting the Lake Superior Wilderness Conference September 5th and 6th in Duluth. More information and registration online at northland.edu/wilderness. Mark, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would just say that I think when we think about Sigurd Olson and think about wilderness, we realize that we can't just simply protect wilderness by drawing a line around it and defining it on a map. We're going to always have to be vigilant. We're going to always be facing issues about how we keep these pristine areas intact and keep their integrity. And that's part of what this conference is about, that we're always having to work on protecting these special areas.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Mark.